Okay, today is the 20, is it 23rd? 23rd, November 2017, Thursday. We are having our Thursday class sharing at Brother Tiong and Pama Suri's house. So we will now compose our mind, develop the faith, the virya, spiritual zeal. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated then. Of your chanting book, right? Pass me one of okay, turn to page 1. We will commence the Vandana. We have finished the salutation. Then now is the Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Kadinadana Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Kamesu Micchācāra Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya Majjhapamādatthāna Viramani Sikkhapadaṃ Samādhiyāmi. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapa dittena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang கண்ணசம்பாயுத்தேன ரூபேனஹம் சுகாங்கின பூஜாயே பூஜானியம் தம் பூஜாபஜநமோதம வண்ண கந்த குணோபேதம் ஏதம் குசும சந்ததின் மீ முனிந்தாஸ் ஸ்ரீ பாத சரோரோஹே பூஜேமி புத்தம் குசுமேனானேன புண்ணேன மத்தேன ஹோது மோகம் ரூபம் மிலாயதி யதா இதம் மே காயோ ததாயதி விநாசபாவம் ஆதிவாசே பரிகாபிதம் அனுகம்பாங் உபாதாய பாதிகன்ஹாது முதமாம் ஆதிவாசேது நோபந்தே போஜனங்கரிகாபிதம் அனுகம்பாங் உபாதாய பாதிகன்ஹாது முதமாம். Now you are chanting the puja aspiration, based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to the Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Buddhang Pucemi. Dhammang Pucemi. ังหังปุเชมิOkay, you can be seated. Then just relax body and mind. Then prepare yourself for meditation. We can have half an hour of quiet or silent meditation. I forgot your name. What's your name? Daisy. Oh, Stacy. Oh, your sister? Jessica. Oh, easy to remember. Jessica, very common.Stacy, Jessica, you're most welcome to join us. Before this, do you have any meditation experience? Oh, good. Oh, very good. You do what type of meditation? Any particular type? Oh, you cross your leg. Oh, you can do this lotus. Very good. Oh, very good, very good. Well, means in the past you meditate before.Her leg can go out full lotus. Remember, the most important thing of meditation is to relax. You must relax physically and mentally, body and mind, relax, completely relax. You just have to listen attentively. Then later on, I will give you some books. We hope we can find the books for you. We are here. Padma Suri is the one that organized the books.And she's, very good. Later on, you just give her the seminar book, then what is meditation, the three books, I think, on meditation. Later, the instruction will be quite similar. Well, these are transcript book based on a typical Thursday class. Then there's another book is to explain to you,what meditation as taught by the Buddha is. So our meditation here is based on the Buddhist teaching. We call it Vipassana meditation. Vipassana, the meaning is there are two parts to the word. Vi is representing the three universal characteristics of nature. Means according to the Buddha,All of things or phenomena in this universe, all things, including our body, our mental states, our mind, all physical things, like the plant, the animal, the building, or whatever phenomena that exist in this world, may be physical, mental, or nature's phenomena.They exhibit these three universal characteristics of impermanent, leading to suffering when you attach and cling. Then the last one is empty nature of existence or non-self nature. That means whatever that arises is dependent on condition. When condition arise, they arise. When condition cease to be, they cease to be. That's why it is empty.Not a permanent, unchanging entity where we can hold on to, cling on to, and say, this is me, this is I. So, this meditation is to develop the wisdom that can arise when you are able to insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics. So, Vipassana,The second part of the word is pasana. Pasana is to insight into the we, which is the three characteristics of nature. So what I will do is I will teach you a simple technique to train your mind so that this mind can be quiet, peaceful. According to the Buddha, the untrained mind is heedless, think a lot, because the mental hindrances are there.And the reason being, this mental hindrance has to be there is because you lack the opposite five spiritual faculty. I will explain all this later on. So, given the condition, you will have to do something to keep the mental hindrance at bay. Otherwise, this mental hindrance are mental state that will hinder your mind from becoming peaceful.Calm and aware within. That's why you cannot develop the meditation. So I will teach you a skillful means. We call it the mind sweeping method, followed by loving kindness, metta, to stabilize the mind. So this mind sweeping method can lead to inner peace. Then this loving kindness can bring about inner well-being. So these are the first two benefits when you do this mind sweeping method. Okay, now I will give you the instruction. You listen attentively and try your best to follow. For those who already know how to meditate, you can go ahead. For those who are new, who need instruction, then you listen attentively. Make sure you have a stable posture. Straighten your backbone. Then breathe in, breathe out normally. Then relax every part. Your entire physical body and mind, just feel it soothingly relax. Then you silence your mind. Don't do anything, don't think, don't even resist or suppress or control or note. Just silence everything. Then you close your eye. You silence your mind to feel. Just feel, no thinking, just feel. You maintain your attention at your forehead. Just feel your forehead. If there is any mental stress or tension, then you just feel it and relax into it. Whatever tension, stress, or tightness, you just feel and relax them all. When you can feel, there will be no thought. Then when you relax into it, the physical body will relax. Then similarly, you sweep your attention down to your eye muscle. Feel them. Feel them. Then if there is any tension, any tightness or any stress within, again, you relax into it. Feel it soothingly relax. Each and every ciliary muscle of your eye, feel it soothingly relax. Then relax, relax, and relax. Then you move your attention down to your facial muscle again. Feel it, and then just relax into it. Each and every facial muscle, you sweep it down. Then in order to help you to relax further, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, you have joy. When you have joy, you are completely without stress. That's why you can feel good. Then your facial muscle all will relax by itself because of your smile, your joy. Then after that, you can combine with loving kindness to bring about inner well-being to yourself. You can recite following what I recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. You must feel the well-being and happiness as you recite. I repeat, may I, this body and mind of mine, you should feel your body and mind, be free from all suffering. Be well and happy. May this body and mind of mine too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering. And you must feel it, that your physical body and mind is without suffering. May it too be without enmity, without ill will, and untroubled, and may it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May it to be free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, And may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can radiate this same loving kindness to your loved one. May all my loved ones, including my parents, my brothers, my sister, my good friend, may they all too be well and happy. Well and happy. You can visualize them and radiate this love to them. Then you continue with the metta. May they all too be free from all suffering, both mental and physical suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we can extend this metta to all beings. May all beings within the vicinity of this this place, SS18 area. May all beings known and unknown, seen and unseen within the vicinity of this area be well and happy, well and happy. And may all Kayanimittas, fellow meditator, cultivator too, be well and happy, well and happy. And may all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, free from all mental and physical suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without any mental negativity, without any ill will and untrouble. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we can extend this metta to all beings. May all beings within the entire Subang Jaya, Selangor State, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, and all beings within the entire solar system, our galaxy, our Milky Way, and all beings throughout the entire existence, the universe, may they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you should learn how to stabilize this mind state, the calmness within. So you visualize yourself going back to your facial muscle. Feel, relax every part of your facial muscle. Then you move on to your neck. Feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Then back to shoulder. Then you move on to your chest area or heart area. Just feel, relax into it. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat. You just stay there. Be with it. Means your mind is just silently aware of it. Don't do anything. Don't try to know. Just silence your mind and stay with any vibration that you can detect or heartbeat. If you are new, then never mind. Just let it be. Like you feel your forehead and relax into it. Now you feel your chest area and you relax into it. If there is any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just feel it suddenly relax, relax, and relax. Then you shift your attention down to your stomach, feel, relax. Then move it down to your abdomen, again, feel, relax. Then your leg, feel, relax. Then your buttock, feel, relax. Then you can reverse the entire mind sweeping method. From your buttock, feel, relax. Leg, feel, relax. Then you move your attention to your abdomen. Just feel, relax. No thinking at all. Just feel, relax. Then move to your stomach, feel, relax. Then you move it to your heart area. Again, silence everything and just feel. Again, you can detect any vibration or any heartbeat of yours. You can just stay there for as long as you want. If you can't, if you are still new, not sensitive, your mindfulness is still not developed, then you can continue to sweep it up to your shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder, feel, relax. Neck, feel, relax. Then you sweep it up, your attention to your facial muscle. Feel them all soothingly relax, relax, and relax. Then your eye muscle and your forehead. The advantage of this mind sweeping method is to allow you to train your mind to be at the location you want it to be. And because you only feel and relax, it will help you decondition your heedless thinking so that your mind becomes quiet. So after you have done your mind sweeping method, most of the time you should be very quiet by then. And the quietness of the mind is the meditative mind, the silent mind. And now I will teach you another technique to stabilize this silent. The most common method or technique or object of meditation that the Buddha recommend is anapanasati. Anapana is the in and out breathing. Sati is mindfulness. So combining the word anapanasati, this meditation is called mindfulness of the in and out breath. So this is a very good technique. So to do this, it's very simple. You just have to maintain attention in front of your nostril. Silence everything and just feel. When you can detect your breathing, then like the Buddha's instruction, breathing in, the mind is aware. Means your mind and the breath move as one without word. It's just aware. Then breathing out, aware. And this exercise is very easy if you put in the effort to train. But for those who are new, you will find it quite difficult because the mind that is not trained cannot develop anapanasati. Within split second, your mind will wander off and think. So you can't maintain this in and out breath. But it's okay, like any technique. You have to diligently train yourself, like learning how to ride a bicycle. Every time you fall, you start again. Every time you fall, you start again. So the same with anapanasati. Every time the mind wanders off, means you are aware that you are not mindful of your breathing, you just bring your attention back to your nostril and determine to be mindful again. If you are patient, not long, within 5-10 minutes, you will be able to get a feel of what anapanasati is. Then when you can stabilize this mindfulness of the in and out breath until the mind does not wander off, then you realize your mind will settle down with anapanasati. When you are mindful of the in and out breath without thought, you will experience a type of calmness, which they call pity. Pity is a mental peace, spiritual peace, born of meditation. They call it the mental calmness, or spiritual joy. Then some people use the word spiritual rupture, like you rupture into a very calm state, a very joyful state. So when pity arises, just be aware of it and continue with your relaxation technique. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then maintain the training of the in and out breath. Initially, when you are mindful of the in and out breath, this in and out breath will become more and more calm, more and more peaceful, because it does not think anymore. It is just aware, mindful. And when you can do that, your breath will become long breath. It's like each and every breath has become very clear to you. And as you do it, you will like to develop this training, because your mind will experience pity. Then later on, this spiritual calmness or spiritual joy or rupture will become even more refined, until you experience a very blissful state, which they call sukhang, sukha. So when all this mind state arises, you continue to relax into it and silence everything, until finally your entire breathing slows down by itself naturally. Then all of this piti and sukha also become more and more refined. Then you continue to relax into it until it stabilizes. Then finally, the breathing also will slow down until like no more breathing. They call it the subtle breathing. And that is the meditative state that you're supposed to develop. So when it has reached that state of silence, where the breath hardly moves, very subtle, it's very difficult for you to feel it. It's like no more breathing. But don't worry. Continue to relax into it and silent and stay there. So initially, if you are patient, after a while, this piti and sukha will continue to transform until it becomes pasati. Pasati is an enlightenment factor. It is a very tranquil state of mind. They call it the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the silent mind, or the meditative mind. So you continue to be silent and stay there without any movement. Then this breath also becomes very quiet, very still. Then you like experience a state of thoughtlessness, no thought at all. They call it the stillness of mind, tranquility or stillness of mind. And this is a very powerful meditative experience. You can experience this, you will feel very good, very calm, very peaceful, very still, like completely no thought. And there is this peacefulness, calmness, followed by deep awareness, and there is clarity. That state can understand many things. Whatever that happened within your physical body and mind, the contact of mind with all your sense organs, you will be able to detect them, especially the tactile consciousness. Every mind moment that arises, you just aware. Don't try to do anything. Initially, if thought arises, just let it arise. Then if you don't do anything, this thinking will slow down by itself and cease on its own. Then your original state of mind before the thinking, before the stirring, or the true mind will come back to you. And that is your meditative mind. So I just allow you to train yourself to develop the ability to be silent and still. Then when you can stabilize this pasati, you will finally experience another shift of consciousness. Means Your sati or mindfulness has become so refined. It enables your mind to enter sati. When your mind enters sati, your mind becomes very sensitive, very different. Wherever you locate this mind, it can feel a lot of things. Like your heartbeat, you don't need stethoscope, you just go to your heart base, then you can detect them. Then all the vibration within your body, wherever you locate it, you can feel them too. Your mind has entered sati. Then later on, even when you come out of the meditation, your mind also become very different. Like your awareness is so stable, it can flow with all your physical movement, mental movement, and nature's phenomena. So during that time, every moment of hearing is in sati. Every moment of seeing, your mind is in sati. Then every moment of tactile, or even smell, taste, or thought process, they are all very different from before. It's like your awareness or mindfulness is with them all the time, most of the time. And that is what meditation is all about. If you can develop it until that stability, then you have trained the mind very well. That mind is not only mindful, it has stabilized and become ever mindful. Then you use this mind to meditate, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, it will become heedfulness. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. So this is what the training is all about. Okay, I will ring the bell after about 10 to 15 minutes. Then after that, you can mindfully come out of the meditation. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Then turn to page 6 of the chanting book, and we shall do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine or teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Now we'll chant the Pali together. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajas Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vichacharana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditanto Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidang chattari purisa yogani Atta purisa yogani Atta Esa bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Jam. Bhutang Pujayami. ธัมมังพุทเธมิสังฆังพุทเธมิโอเค you can be seated then we can continue with our second session second session is meditation reporting followed by any question that you have you can ask the question can be on your meditation experience you just have to describe exactly how you experience your meditation then I can guide youThen after that, you can ask me whatever question related to meditation or the Buddhist teaching, and also how to solve your life's problem using the teaching, or whatever meditation that you have developed. Use it to improve your life, to help you understand life and live life, so that it can bring forth the understanding for you to solve.Whatever problem that you may encounter in life. Okay, now we open it up. You got any reporting or question? You just raise your hand. We will pass you the cordless mic. Anybody? Don't have. Maybe we ask Stacy. The first Thursday, I remember when she came after.The whole meditation finished, she reported to me a very interesting experience. When you were at home in your out-of-body experience, how you saw yourself down there. Can you describe to us? How you come out, and finally what you do, then how you go back. I will explain to you all those things so that you understand better.Push it out all the way.
Yes. I was sleeping actually.
Yes.
And then I saw myself sleeping.
Yeah.
But I was
Can you recall how you come out on it?
I don't remember. When I remember. I'm already.
You are already up there. By the moment you are conscious, you saw yourself.
Like a bird.
Yeah, you saw yourself down there, then you saw your roommate.
And then I know that I wasn't feeling afraid or anything.
Yeah, there is no fear where you have done it in
no
your
fear.
Past.
Yeah, I just know that I'm still sleeping.
Still sleeping. Physically sleeping.
Yeah,
but the mind is already out. Very
I
good.
Was physically still sleeping.
Then what made you go to the mirror?
I want to see.
Oh, very good, very good.
And then I got
he went in front of the mirror. Then you tell us what you saw.
Nothing.
No body at all. No physical body. So this is the real one. It can happen.
Then after that, I just go somewhere else. I don't want to go back to I go somewhere else.
So you wander around.
I wander around. And then in the morning, I wake up and I tell my roommate.
She won't believe you.
It was so scary to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Then how you come back to your body, do you recall? Is it easy to go back?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
It's not difficult.
Yeah, not difficult.
It's just naturally.
I know.
It come back naturally.
I know. It know how to go back by itself. So yours is called the astral mind.
But actually, I was happy
when
I
you have a lot of joy.
And then I know that, I'm out. I don't want to go back now.
Because there is liberation, actually, freedom. But there is only one aspect of your mind come out. They call it astral body. Not our astral body. I write it on the whiteboard, then you understand. Yeah.
Something to say.
When
I wake up, a big purple mark on my arm.
A big what?
A huge purple mark on my arm.
Real mark?
Yeah.
Oh, what shape is it? What color? Or what symbol?
Not a symbol, like a circle? Small circle.
Small circle, purple.
I keep looking at the mirror. I don't know why.
Then it goes off. later.
Yeah, it goes off like I don't know if in one day it's gone.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu.
Yeah, what is that? I also don't know. Please
I will explain to you. Yeah. You see, this is your astral mind. Yeah? Like I say, this astral is A-S-T-R-A-L. Huh? It's not the TV astral. So this astral mind, yeah, is one aspect of your mental, they call it the mental mind. So mental mind, certain teaching, they classify all those mind. They say we have seven types of mind within the consciousness. Yeah. The first one, they call it the etheric body. Etheric body means the feeling body. If you meditate, relax, and silent, you can feel this astral body. Etheric body or feeling body. It can expand. It can expand and contract. Yeah, it can expand and contract. Then sometimes those who got what they call psychic ability, psychic ability, they can see your aura. Understand? Your aura. Your aura is actually the manifestation of this mind. Nothing like very complicated or nothing etheric about, esoteric about it. Yeah. Means don't think that it's very difficult to understand. Or so when they can see your aura, means you got a type of light, understand? These are energy field, your mind field, that actually cover your physical body, because your vibration, your consciousness, create a type of vibration with the lights and all those things. So they see this aura or light. So normally if your aura is strong, clear, bright, means your mind state are good, then your karmic force, everything is very strong. Yeah. But sometimes certain people's aura are very weak, means their consciousness is about to fall sick or to die. So that is the thing. But this astral is still part of the lower mind. Lower mind. They have this lower mind and the higher mind. Higher mind. So what happened is, in your normal state, when you wake up, when you are conscious, means when you wake up, you are conscious, then all this mind, unless you meditate, you cannot feel them. You are only concerned with the mundane mind. Mundane mind, or we call it the thinking mind. This is the conscious level when you are awake, when you wake up from your sleep. But when you are asleep, what happens is your mind, this conscious mind, or they call it the conscious mind. Conscious, mundane, or thinking mind. This mind actually doze off, especially if you are very tired and if you are a meditator, a cultivator, you know how to sleep. So this thought, this thinking will cease. But for normal people, it cannot. Because this one, very difficult to go into silence. Go into stillness, go into the meditative state. Unless you cultivate before, you are a cultivator, you have mindfulness, you have the understanding, then this state is very easy. Most of the time, the cultivator, the meditator who is very skillful, they are in the state of peacefulness, calmness, and awareness. their mind is most of the time silent and just aware. There is no thinking, hardly any thinking, little or no thought process. Yeah. But for normal human beings who are not enlightened, they have a lot of thinking. That's why human beings who are not enlightened, they think a lot. Yeah. And we call human beings the creature of thought, because you are not really a human yet. Because you are still mundane. That's why you are like a creature, think a lot. Yeah. So this state, when it arises, the conscious mind, all this unconscious state or subconscious state, you cannot see. Yeah. So what happens is when you go to sleep, yeah, you go to sleep, all this mind, they will arise. Sometimes they call it the subconscious and the unconscious. You have the subconscious and the unconscious. So this subconscious and unconscious mind, they can float out. They release out. Understand not? That's why sometimes inside there, although you are not fully aware, then it come out like dream state. Dream state. So it's like you are dreaming. But actually these are images released from your subconscious and unconscious mind. So these are all trapped inside your consciousness because you have a brain. This brain accumulates everything that you go through when you live life. And what is it that you accumulate? You accumulate what? Your experiences, isn't it? Correct or not? Good and bad. The bad one, it turned out to be what? Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your unhappiness, your lamentation. Then sometimes it's your envy, your jealousy, your hatred, your deep resentment. Yeah. Then the worst is your phobia. Understand not? Scars of memory. You heard of this? You don't like to remember it because they are like scars. You are wounded, even though it healed, but the scar is still there. Yeah. So a lot of this phobia, fear, worry, anxiety, you went through that traumatic experience, then later on, you recover, because over time, when you forget about it, you will recover. Understand not? But this thing is still inside, understand not? Accumulated. And it's trapped inside there because it's accumulated fear. It cannot come out. You know why? There's no condition for it to come out. But let's say in the midst of going through your life, all of a sudden, certain people that trigger off that memory, you start to like encounter them or met them. Then immediately this shock or this fear, this phobia, it will just come out because through memory. So what happened is, these are when you are conscious physically, then through memory, you recall, it release out. It come out. But when you are asleep, this thing also can come out. How it come out? Because these are your phobia, your fear, trapped deep in your consciousness. So those who meditate, they will know your brain or your consciousness is in the state of disorder. Disorder. When it's in the state of disorder, means chaotic. Understand? Like in a country, if there is disorder, means a lot of problem, riot, fighting, misunderstanding, war, and all those things. So this brain, which is connected to the mind, can only seek order when you are asleep. You understand? You know why or not? If you are not asleep, means this conscious mundane mind or thinking mind is actively arising. That's why there is no chance for the brain to rest. For all this disorder that is inside the brain to come out. So they have to wait till you sleep. Then this brain, they starts to correct itself. From disorder, disorder, it will try to correct itself to create order. So it can create order by releasing all of your fear, your phobia, your scars of memory. That's why sometimes when you sleep or in your subconscious or unconscious state, this type of dream, very scary one. You like continuously, repeatedly dream of the same thing. Especially if you are a student who has gone to the uni exam, there is this unconscious exam fear. You may be a top student, but you also have them. That's why after you come out to work, you realize you keep on having that type of dream that you haven't passed your exam. You haven't finished your exam. A lot of people, my class say, oh, I check, everybody has. So this is what the brain do. It release. Then you got certain phobia, very fearful state when you are young, like you subject to certain type of very severe, like childhood experiences which are very, very fearful, like child abuse, or you went through very difficult time. Then sometimes you may experience certain type of like poverty, or near death type of threat or whatever. Then sometimes it could be situation where you are being abused. Abuse can be, for ladies, sometimes it's quite bad. It could be experiences of people trying to harass you, rape you, or whatever. So all this, they are trapped inside your subconscious. And sometimes deep inside the subconscious, it has become like the unconscious. But when you sleep, this will be released out. Then the other type, if you have done certain type of meditation before in the past, not this life, in the past, which is your case, then this mind can come out. This is what they call the astral mind. But most of this type of meditation is energy field, concentration. But don't worry, you can experience it. And it will come back to you because you got no fear. And you know what this thing is. And that purple symbol is to tell you something. Later on, you will know what is it. It's related to your past meditative experience. Different people have different type of encounter, experience, and meditative understanding. But you will come to know later on. So that astral mind is actually one of these mind coming out. The lower mind. The lower mind that is below the conscious mind. Then this higher mind, sometimes they can also come out. Because this one, the higher mind, there are two types. One is the supramundane mind, the enlightened being's mind. The other one is they have special meditative power. They go into jhana, concentration, then their mind become different. Their consciousness become different. They become more refined. More refined. That's why it becomes the higher mind. And this higher mind can also come out. But this astral mind is mainly related to the lower mind. That's why this one come out, no problem. It can come out very fast, it can go in very fast. The other one is the whole consciousness come out. That one they call out of the body experience by another name. You heard of this name? NDE? You know what is NDE? Near-death experience. Means they actually went through a death process. Yeah? So this is called near-death experience. Near-death experiences. So when a person dies, you know what happened? The medical science, the doctor, they can detect it. Really? Your heartbeat stopped. No breathing. They say physically dead, mentally dead. The doctor will classify you as dead. Then they try to use that high voltage thing to resurrect you, resuscitate you. What is the English word already? They will put high voltage on you. Many times. Then sometimes, because the shock is so strong, actually the consciousness come back. Yeah. Then you become normal again. Yeah. But the best way is what? Use this bell. Put it near the ear. Ping! I tell you, this one will wake him up. Those who went into energy field, like their lower mind or higher mind left their body already. They go astral traveling. Some we call it on a tour. mental. This is what they call mental. When you go for a tour, you call what? Mental field trip or overseas trip. No need money on this one. And this one very fast. Yeah, I got one colleague who did jhana concentration. He told me he went all around and see people's house. Then he know which house got deva, which house got no deva. You know, certain how he go, he cannot go in on. The deva is there to protect us. Yeah, and he told me he came to my house. And my house got a lot of deva. He said, cannot come in. Then after that, he just, the intention, straight away she will be there or not. Faster than jet plane or whatever. Then there was one incident, she said. She knew the father was going to China for a tour. And that night she was meditating. Then she wants to know, where is the father now? Straight away, she was in the plane that the dad was flying on. And you can see the dad sitting there, dozing off. Before the plane land. Then he think of Brickfield straight away. The astral mind at the Brickfield there already. Then she can see what she wants to see. But be careful. If you are not careful, sometimes you go out, you don't know how to come back. People thought you dead already. Then if you go out too long, they may go and cremate your body.
Sometimes I have a dream I think it's not a dream.
Yeah, it's not a dream. It's your mind really went out.
I went out and
yes. Sometimes in the daytime also can.
Yeah, sometimes.
Christina got a friend. Is she your friend or not? Not schoolmate. She used to tell her she also can do this. She thought very weird. I say it's not weird. This is normal.
I go to this place, and then it's really nice. And then I'm so happy.
Then you don't want to come back.
And I have a camera.
Wow.
I want to shoot the
picture. But you cannot get the picture.
Yeah, it's all white color. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then I fix my camera. I don't realize. Yeah, okay, this
you
is
are in the astral realm.
Yeah.
You are not
then
in the physical realm. Because
real
the astral realm don't have physical thing.
White. The picture is blank.
Blank, like you go in front of your mirror, you are not there. Physically, you are not there. So, I explained this near-death experience. This one is very interesting. Because this one, when your heartbeat stops, a lot of people don't understand. Then what happens is, you will go through a death process. And this death process, if they are a cultivator, a meditator, if they have stability of mindfulness, if they are fully aware, what happens is When the conscious mind is no more, then this one, the conscious mind, need the brain. Understand not? The conscious mind need the brain to recall. But the inner mind, this lower mind and the higher mind, the other layer of consciousness, when it's free of the conscious mind, it's like when you sleep. This type of mind don't need brain one. Don't need the brain one. It can still see. It can still hear. It can still smell, taste. It can shout at you, try to talk to you, but the human being cannot hear them because they are in another realm. And that's how the vibration is all different. It's not the human realm where you have all these things. I can tell you, well, when I was young, 8 or 9 years old, I came out. Yeah, and I went through this. I was technically like dead. Yeah. Well, I saw my consciousness come out, how it dissipated. When I was young, it is supposed for me to know because it was from my past. So what happened was, I was about 8 or 9 years old. I like to go out and play, you know, during our time, the 60s, 1960s. Yeah, 1960, early 60s. Yeah, I was born in 54. So 9 years old is 1965, I think. Yeah. So that time, I like to run around. Early morning after breakfast, we will go and play our traditional thing, hide and seek, or the, you call the Ichu Jigu, then the jump, the square box. Then sometimes play marble, play the with the ball. You throw and hit at each other one, then you receive and you throw again. Okay. Then sometimes football and other things. Then sometimes we jump over. You have to bend yourself down and everybody jump over and run. So these are the things. So I normally play until very tired because that time I was very small size. Then not much nutrient, nourishment. We have a big family. We eat a lot of rice. And most of the time it's undernourished. So when I was very tired that day, I remember, I hardly got strength to even come home. The moment I reached my house, I went into the bed. I collapsed onto the bed like a log. Straight away, I went into deep sleep. Very, very deep sleep. Then the conscious mind, everything was all gone. Then, because I was so tired, fully exhausted, until there is no more energy to support me, to keep the consciousness in the body. Do you understand? You are so tired until not enough energy to keep your consciousness inside. Then, funny, you know, that time I didn't know what meditation is, I didn't know the Buddhist teaching, I didn't know anything. But my mind was different. It is fully aware, you know, and I didn't know that was awareness. You know, because I remember vividly, you know, how my mind experienced this craving force that bind my consciousness to this physical body, how it dissipated. You know. It dissipated, you know, it weakened. Weakened until completely detached from this physical body. Then the consciousness come into one. The three areas of consciousness come into one. And I can see it all. Then how this consciousness, the whole of the consciousness come out. You all, astral traveling, is only one of the lower mind or higher mind come out. But this one, the whole consciousness come out. And when it come out, you are technically dead. Because there is no more life or nothing. Then I came out like what you saw. I saw myself lying down there, like a log. Then I saw my younger brother walk inside, looking for something, said something. Then I realized, I'm up here, my body is down here, my brother is here. What am I doing up there? So I called him. No response. Maybe he can't hear me, you know. Then I got no choice. I wanted to check whether it was a dream or not. But very clearly, I know it's not a dream. That's why I straight away want to enter my body. You know. I cannot go in. that body was not mine anymore. Because my whole consciousness came out, I was actually dead. But somehow, because not time yet, so when I was in that state, there was fear actually. Because I said, how come I cannot go in? Then I just know how to do it, no. I just give it a push, no. Pop, I went in. Yeah. After I went in, I regained consciousness, I regained control of the physical body. Then the first thing I want to ascertain is my brother really came in and spoke those words. So I went out and get hold of him and asked. He looked at me, you know, in disbelief. You were sleeping like a log, he said. How can you know that I went in and did all those things? I said, it's okay. I just want to confirm that it is not a dream state. Yeah. That's how, after that, I didn't know what this is, but I remember vividly what happened. Then I grew up. I went through a lot of very unique type of life experiences. Yeah, I am like very blessed, very lucky. Like everything go my way on. Yeah. Then later on, the meditation also come by itself. I don't need people who teach me. I know how to do on my own. Then when I encountered the Four Noble Truths, the moment I read it in the year 1971 when I was in Form 5, I straight away knew, no need to search. This is the true teaching. No other teaching can teach like that. Then after that, I came to the uni. First day, I met the monk, Chief Reverend K. Sri Damananda. He gave a very good talk in English, a very scientific talk. Then he also mentioned about meditation. He said, look into your mind. He pointed at the forehead here, you know, the brain here. So that time I didn't know. I thought the forehead is the brain. So I went back that night. I waited till my roommate slept. That was the first day I was in the university, first college, residential college. And 12 o'clock, exactly after my roommate confirmed sleep, I went down and sit. I never meditate before. I just sit. All of a sudden, my mind becomes so calm, so still. Then because I remember, he said, look inside. So I look into my brain. I was close eye, look. Then I can't see anything except a white spot. A light, yes, a white spot. So I got nothing to do. He said, look inside, I look. Then I saw this. Then I give it a push. Mentally, yeah, not physically push. Suddenly my mind went in, no. Went in and penetrated that bright spot. No. Then it's like this mind is traveling out into another dimension. No. Then it's like a spaceship like that, no. Flowing out. No. Flowing out into infinite space. No. Space. Then because it was traveling so fast, all of a sudden, this mind decide to come out. Then after that, it come out. Then I felt so peaceful, intense peace, stillness, silence. Then when my mind come out, I feel very good. Then inside, telling myself, this must be meditation. Nothing can be better than this. And it was the first time I did it. You know. So I thought maximum half an hour. Because to me, it's a very short time. Then I decided to come out. You know, when I look at my watch, 4 a.m. in the morning, I was sitting there for 4 hours without realizing. I thought it was half an hour. Then this stillness, calmness, was with me for 1 week. That time, like, the energy is so strong, so still, you don't want to talk. Yeah. That's how all these things come to me. I never learned from anybody. Yeah. Then later on, because that night, after that talk, I got the address from the monk, Brickfield. Yeah. So I went to Brickfield. So the first day I went there, Brickfield, I heard the chanting, the morning chanting, 9 o'clock, puja, morning chanting. I say, how come this chanting so familiar? It's like the Pali chanting just now we chant. Namo Tassa and all those things. I felt that I heard this before. Then I went there, then I inquire, then they show me a chanting sheet. Last time was a yellow color folded one. And I open up, I read. Then like very familiar. That's why I continue to join. Then I also attended some of the they call weekend retreat. Saturday, Sunday on. So you go in Friday afternoon, stay Saturday night, then Sunday come out. Yeah. They call it the 8 precepts and all those things. Then sometimes there is this retreat. So I also join. Yeah. Then when I went for the retreat, the meditation they teach, I don't do one, I do my own. That's why all these things come by itself. Then later on, when the time come, the book come, the teacher come, the guide come, everything come. I never look for them. Some of them, I cannot know them. They are all foreign people, overseas, except one who was a local, but also a lady from Penang. There's no way I can know them. But through the condition within nature, somehow it just connect, because this nature has affinity and it need all this what they call experiences and understanding. So this is how it went through, then he understand. Then after 1989 until today, no more teacher, no more guide, no more book, nothing. So this nature move on its own. So this was what happened. So that's why this near death experience is not easy for you to come back. The other way to come back is the doctor using that thing, boom, you come back. Then or that side don't want you, tell you, you have to go back. Then somehow, they just went in. Otherwise, you are as good as dead. Finish. Bye-bye. But when you are out of this, you feel very good because your bodily sickness all will not disturb you anymore. Understand? But when you are trapped into this physical body of yours, this is what the living being or human being is all about. You have a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. So this is what you are. But this is not the real you, the Buddha said. This one is just the five aggregates of form and mind. Five aggregates of form and mind. So this one you can also call the human being. Because we are born as a human. Human being. So this one is karmically conditioned. Karmically conditioned. For you to come to this world, this existential world, to live life, to experience life, to pay back your karma and all those things. So this one is a vehicle and a tool. Your physical body is like a car, a vehicle, take you around wherever you want to go to. Then this consciousness is like your tool. You know it's a tool or not? Let you use for whatever you want, like a knife. You use that knife to help you cut fruit, shape fruit, do all the carving or whatever. But if you don't know how to make use of this tool, which is, in this case, is your mind. Okay? So this one, your mind, is like a tool. Mind. So this is the physical body. Physical body. So they call it a physical form or physical body. So form and mind. So this one, if you know how to use, like a knife, you use it for appropriate purpose, then it serves you well. Like cut fruit, shape fruit, carving, and all those things. But you use the knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out at others, means there is a wrong way of using that tool, isn't it? Correct or not? Then you create suffering for yourself and others. So this mind is the same. When you don't know how to use this mind, you know what you do? You go and think and think and think until all these negative thoughts, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your phobia, your sadness, your lamentation, your regret, remorse, and unhappiness cause you so much suffering. No? It's like you are harming yourself, no? Using that tool. Then you use it to abusively scold people, hit out at people, huh? And plan all those war and all those things that is so destructive to the world and all of humanity. That is the wrong way of using that thought, no? Because of one idea, one thought, which is very negative. That's why this world leader who are without conscience, I call them beings without conscience, because of one word or one ideology, they can destroy the world, create war, create conflict, and all those things. So this mind is for you to use. Then it serves you well. That's why you must develop the understanding of the teaching to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, the good and pure, so that you know how to take care of karma. When you take care of karma, karma take care of you. That's why this one, the human body or the human being is karmically conditional, means born of your karma, according to the Buddha. Each and every human being or living being, you are born of your karma. That's why it's karmically conditional. Heir to your karma. You inherit everything that you did in the past, karmically. Yeah. And you are conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are, every moment, every instant, because of your karma. So this karma, you have to take care. To take care karma, you must take care mind. If your mind is heedless, simply do things, then you will neglect karma. Then it will inflict suffering to you and others. Then this is what the Buddha meant by, you reap what you sow. Karma is like that. You reap what you sow. You plant the seed of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. You harm people, you kill people, you cheat people, you abuse people. Condition will arise for you to receive back all this friction. Then people will harm you, mistreat you, abuse you, and do back all things. Then as a parent, if you don't do your duty well, in future you will have another parent who will do back the same thing to you. Do you understand? Then as a children, if you don't know how to do your duty, feel a piety towards your parent, you neglect them. Sometimes you didn't even send them for old folks home. You completely don't care. Yeah, you are selfish. In future, you will have children who also don't care, throw you out. That's, at least you send them to old folks home. Your children in future will also send you to old folks home. But if you neglect them and totally walk out on them, you will have children who will do back to you. So if you understand that this is a nature's law, law of karma, you reap what you sow, then what you must do? You have to avoid all evil, do good, purify your mind to develop the wisdom. Then when you avoid all evil, means you are incapable of evil, then you reap the fruit of wholesomeness, means you are all the time very kind, very generous, very sincere, full of contentment, full of love, full of compassion, full of gratitude towards others who has helped you or provided for you, the fellow piety and all that. Then you respect people who are worthy of respect, the elders, your parents, and all those things. Then you develop a lot of virtue, goodness, kindness, gentleness, pleasantness. So this is what you will receive through karma. You reap what you sow. People later on will be kind to you, gentle, pleasant, sincere, honest to you. Then they will also have respect for you, gratitude towards you for what you have done. Yeah. Then all this that you do out to people will come back to you. So you must have goodness, kindness. That is how you can understand life. And when you follow this principle, which is the Buddha's teaching, you will witness all these things coming back to you. Then you will have the good life like this. Like you can say, wow, you are so lucky, you are so blessed. Actually, nothing to do with luck. It's all from your karma. If you don't take care of karma, there is no such condition. But if you take care of karma, you will inherit all this. Like your case, because you in the past, you developed this style of meditation, to the ability to go astral traveling and other thing, or the astral mind. So this one, you know how to use it properly, it's useful. It's very good. You can understand many things. You learn from it. But don't have greed. Don't have selfishness. If you got greed and selfishness, you will think deceitfully, cunningly. Then you say, "Whoa, now I can do all this. I can." Well, then I am going to make sure these people get into trouble. So you go and astral travel and see all the secret thing of people. Then you go and maybe now got Facebook. So you go and publish where you can end up being sued or people take revenge on you and all those things. Yeah, there are certain things that people don't like people to know, and they are secret and all those things. So these are the things that happen in this world. This is not psychic. Psychic is different. Psychic is when you are in the physical body, you can perform them. That is true psychic. This one is a skill where the mind can go out. Actually, quite a lot of people have this ability, but they don't know. I got one Singapore Buddhist friend last time. My wife also know him. His name is Alan. But he's a man. He was younger than me. So when he came down, he told us this story. You won't believe him. I tell you, you will panic when you don't understand all this. He said when he was young, since birth, he can see all this non-human. You know why it's non-human? Quiet, hungry ghost. Then sometimes devas from up there. You can see them. The other rhyme. He can play with them. And he can talk to them and communicate. They were good friends. And the mother feel very funny. Every time I ask him, Ella, what are you doing? He said, my friend, mom, my friend. And the mother don't believe him. The mom thought he psycho. Then later on, when he came down, he talked to us, we can understand him. Then he told us a lot of things. Then he want to buy a piece of property in Malaysia. So that one, I told you, the lady that can go astral traveling on, where he did jhana, the 8 jhanas. Her neighbor happened to be selling the house because the husband just passed away. And she doesn't want to live in such a big house. He want to downsize, he want to sell. So he was very happy because can buy, stay near the Kayanamita, Dharma friend, next door as neighbor. So he feel good. So he said, yeah, I'm keen. He flew all the way down. Then we discussed, he said, how much? So we have a discussion so that he know how to negotiate with the neighbor. Then you know what happened or not? After all the discussion and the planning, then we decided to go over. So we thought everything would be okay. He went over there. He didn't even say a word. He just sat down there. Asked him to start the negotiation. Asked him to say something. He just kept quiet. Then after that, we felt very curious. I thought we discussed everything, planned everything. Then he just said, he said, quiet, quiet. Then he said, can we go? So we got no choice. Then we thank the neighbor, said, maybe we come back later. We have something to discuss first. So we thank him. The moment we went back to the house, you know what he said? He said, how can I negotiate and say, you know, the husband was there, he said, warning him. He just passed away, the consciousness is still there. Warning him, you buy this house, I'm going to give you hell. This is not for you. That's why later on I heard my neighbor say, the wife feel that the husband is still around. So when she sleep alone in the house, she can feel that some type of consciousness is around. She didn't know it was conscious, she can feel that something is there. So these are the things that can really, really happen. And these are people who can see. And he said, until he reached the age of 30, he still can see. And then after that, the thing slowly disappear as he become older. Then there was another lady. This lady like is fantastic. This lady do yoga one. Very fair lady. Quite tall. Her name is May also. May. And she wanted to approach me to meet one of my teacher. Then she also do some Hindu meditation or yoga, Hindu meditation. Then later on, when I came to know her after a few months of acquaintance, then we came to the class together where she wanted to join the class where one of my teacher is a lady teacher. Then she started to tell me many things. We used to have lunch, dinner, and sometimes supper, teh tarik or this thing. Then she starts to laugh and describe a lot of things. She said she was last time from the Devarai. She just came down. This life, she came down. When she came down, all the good friends up there still know that she was born on earth. And they contacted her and they can communicate with her. And because of that, she also can see them, can talk to them. She also has this ability to see non-humanoid. And she keep on laughing. Every time he laughs, when something is happening. And this lady, I tell you, she can see Deva, she can see non-human, she can even see her good friend up there. And he said, it was this friend up there that told her, he said, down here on earth, he said, he pointed out to her, he said, you must approach Tio, that brother Tio. You know, later on she confided to me, then only I know. He said, according to them up there, he said, you are the longest cultivator around. You have been around for very, very long. And only through you can meet the teacher, he said. That's why he keep on coming to get to know me. At first come and borrow tape. I was in charge of tape library with my wife. Then later on, he even organized a trip with a few of us to go up to Fraser's Hill, where a Singapore friend wanted to buy a property there. And up there, he said, there were so many of these devas up there. And I can feel all those devas too. So because of that, a lot of things happened. Then he said, sometimes they were listening to my sharing and all those things. Then he said, when I'm thirsty, they know. They will condition one of the Dhamma friend or Kaisamita to go and get drink for me. Then there was one incident, my car tire punctured on the Federal Highway. Then that time, that teacher was with me. Then I came down, parked by the highway. Then I changed that tire. Then I saw this teacher also got psychic one. She was laughing. Then I smiled and asked her, up there anything? She said, yeah, they want to come down and help you. I said, better ask them to come down fast. Then she was laughing. Because they were actually up there joking and all those things. But they were there to protect. Well, these are Dhamma protectors. Then there were many incidents of all these things. That's why I say this is nothing strange. It's very common. But as you go through the experience, the meditation, the understanding, all this will become clear. That it comes from your past, your karma. And you must know how to make use of it for the good of the many. Then you will become beautiful. It will benefit you and all humanity. So do not fear all this. But for your case, because you did it very well in the past, you are very stable. That's why you got no fear and you know what to do. Then all this, the purple symbol and all those things, is a sign that you have developed it well. So all this will come back to you.
A few times, I think I cannot come back.
Oh, then what happened?
And then I have to pray.
Yeah, you have to pray.
Come back.
Otherwise you cannot come back.
I know I must pray.
You must chant, pray.
The few time really close
to not able to come back.
And then I'm so
fearful, full of fear.
So I pray in
In your own way.
Yeah, in my own way.
You will know. Then you will come back.
When I wake up,
there was this fear. So that's why I say, don't do it too often. Yeah. I know, you just come out by yourself, like her friend. You just come out by yourself. So a lot of these things is from your past. You inherited them. That's why this life you come, you have this ability to do. But a lot of people cannot understand. So what you need to do is you relax into it, silent. When you're silent, you can understand many things. Then learn the meditation. This Buddhist teaching is very important. Then release it. Release it means relax into it. The fourth support, here he put for meditation. So this meditation got two types. One is thought based. So the second one is awareness based. What the Buddha teach on is the second one. So this one is more important, awareness based. So under awareness based, you need these four support. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the first support is relax. Always remember, whatever happens, relax into it. Then the energy will not build up. You understand? Then your mind will go back to the natural state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. It will go back to its natural state of awareness. That's why after you relax, you just maintain awareness. Silent. Don't do anything. Just let the mind settle down and become quiet on its own. Peaceful. Don't focus. Don't concentrate. If you want to experience them, you can try. Focus, concentrate, and go into absorption. Then you experience all the piti, sukha, just now I mentioned. Until finally the mind becomes so quiet, where you know how to relax into it, aware, then it will enter the silent mind, pasati, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, which is your true mind in awareness, under a natural state, not a conditioned state, held in energy field. Then after that, 24 hour here means you try to maintain awareness for as long as you can. But later on, when your ability to be aware in this natural state stabilizes, until throughout the day you are mindful and aware, then you can even go into your sleep and maintain this awareness. This technically, I use the word technically, you can meditate 24 hours a day. And I've done it for a few months earlier on during the early days. Where I went into the sleeping state. The whole body is sleeping. Sometimes the body snores. The awareness inside is aware of your snoring and everything. And your subconscious release, just like I told you on all this, the subconscious and the unconscious release when you are in the sleeping state, like release, like dream state, like that come out. Sometimes it's very weak, wavering. Then sometimes it's stronger. Then when all this release, if you are aware, you can see them coming out inside your sleep. And you know what dream is after that. So all this, when you are able to be aware, you can go in. Then your mind becomes very sensitive. Wherever you locate your mind, it becomes so sensitive, it can pick up everything, the vibration. Like your heartbeat, no need stethoscope. It just silent and stay there, the awareness, stay there, very clear. Initially, it's like very gross. Poopa, poopa, very loud one. It's like that. You can count your own heartbeat if you want to. But you continue to be silent and relaxed. Then you realize all this vibration, all this heartbeat, they will slow down, slow down, slow down until very still. until finally, like, you cannot even detect your heartbeat. Your life force has become so subtle, so quiet, so still. You have reached the state of silent mind, just aware. Then that time, your meditation is very simple. The moment you relax silent, you are already in a meditative state. It can be any posture. No need to be in the sitting or lying down posture. That is formal posture. Even in your daily life, throughout the day, you are like that. Aware, silent, mindful. Yeah. Then after that, trust. This one is the last one. Most people will only do this when you already enlightened or you are near to enlightenment. Trust here means no more using the thought. No more interfering with the meditation through your thought process. Means you trust your nature to meditate on its own. So this one, you must detect the gateway. You must detect the gateway. Must detect the gateway. Your gateway to your nature. So this one, when you detect the gateway to your nature, you just relax into it and silence everything and just trust that nature to do. No thought involved. Then the great transformation will happen here. Then inside, everything will transform. Yeah. Everything will transform. Then your consciousness will transform. Then your awareness, all will transform. Your brain, everything will transform. Then you become completely different. You will understand later on after you go through all this. Yeah. So this is what meditation as taught by the Buddha is capable of for you to understand many, many things. Yeah. So today, because got condition from Stacy, so we have the condition to discuss all this. That's why suddenly when you walk in, I recall, because when I was in Wu Pingqing, so I saw you. I forgot about your Thursday experience. Then somebody came and talked to me. Said, "Brother, Brother, she came. Did you ask her how she come out, how she go in?" Oh, I said, "Yeah, I should have asked." That's like today when I saw you, because they discussed with me, Alicia discussed with me. Because when I told them what you told me after the class, they were very keen to know your experience, where they also can learn from you, and you also can learn from the others. And these are things that is not easily understood if you don't have the ability to explain and understand all this. Because most people, they don't even know what happened to themselves. You went into the internet. You used the mic. Yeah, for the recording. Yeah, I was told you went into the internet.
The first experience after the out of body experience. Actually, everything starts from the out of body experience. After that, only all the traveling.
Yeah, all the traveling.
What I see and after the out of body experience, I did research from the internet.
You went into the internet. Then what did you find?
So many things.
Yeah, means other people also have this.
Yeah,
not only you.
Also, the Buddhist, like in religion. Yeah,
the Buddhist religion.
Slowly, and then I get a bit more knowledge.
Then you are more confident. That's why you no longer worry about what happened.
Yes.
Which is very good. Sadhu. Sadhu to you. How many years already, all this? Only this year.
This year.
Oh,
yeah,
means
I think March or April.
Means 6-7 months.
Means
the time is right.
Yeah.
It's time for you to understand all this. Mm. Because karmically, the condition is ready.
And also, when I get to Panchi.
That one also coincidence.
It was a coincidence.
You know what was that day or not? It was supposed to be my birthday. Then the gathering of Kayamita.
Told me, she told me.
Everybody from all over the world come and
all happened, I picked them up.
Yeah.
I was the driver.
Yeah, Uber driver. Yeah. That's why I was so surprised when Punchy texted me, he said, Baltio, I met this lady, very nice lady. He said, she will come to your class. Then I think you contacted Sui An. He gave you Sui An's contact. That's how. Yeah, meant to be. Yeah, meant to be. Fated. Yeah, yanfen. Yeah. Without yanfen, nothing happened. Then it is because you have your good past. That's how you can meet and you can get the understanding fast. This will cut short your understanding and it will speed up your meditation, your transformation. Those books that I give to you, read them. You will understand very fast. Then this line, because the sasana means the Buddha's dispensation, means the Buddha's teaching is still around. We call it the sasana. It's easier for you to understand where the teaching is here. And the consciousness during this sasana is very different. You have the right karmic inheritance and the right understanding. Then when you meditate, you will connect. You will receive a lot of support because all these great beings' nature, they are ever radiating for the real cultivator of the way. If you are a sincere cultivator, their nature will help you. And you will know it. Because you will draw. You will draw from there and you can feel. And you become very different. Oh, very good, sir. Use the mic, for the recording.
We usually chant the Da Bei Zhou.
Da Bei Zhou, Xing
Jing.
No wonder you all can come.
Li Fo Da Chan Hui.
Da Chan Hui, yeah, because this is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.
Yeah, we chant all this.
Yeah, this is Mahayana. That's why you have. Did I give you the blue book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva?
Then she told me that when sometimes...
You can take one of the chanting book back, it's at the back also.
Okay.
Sing Ching and all that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then I will give you some book after.
Sometimes when she chant the Da Bei Zhou, she can feel the...
Yes, the non-human, the nature of the great being, they will come to you. That's why for you to have this type of experience, and based on what you tell me, you have your good past. And now you relate all this, now I will know more. Because, yes.
Actually, I started it first, Da Bei Zhou and
that's
everything,
why now,
like 3 years ago.
Now she bring you back.
No, it's like, at first it's 2013.
I know.
How many years ago?
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yes, you started it.
Yeah, I started it first. Yeah. Then I tried to influence her and
but
she didn't
not
believe.
Ready. She not ready.
Yeah.
Not to say she didn't be, she not ready. She will not, she will not listen to you.
She didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
So I just changed myself last time.
The yanfen
hai mei
you
dao. Yeah, yanfen hai mei you dao.
So you also have your parami.
Suddenly she's like,
she moved faster than you.
She moved faster than me.
You know why? When you listen, in the teaching is mentioned, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You heard of this or not? Means, when the student is ready, means, 缘分 到了, then they are sincere student, understand not? The teacher will appear. That's why during that 3 years, 86 to 89, I didn't do anything. No. My teacher come, my guide come, everything come. That year, I supposed to move. Kuan Yin came to me with a message. He opened up my hand. Then, when she took out the vase, only I know it was Kuan Yin. It was an old lady in white. Old lady in white. It was, I remember, very vivid color on the dream. Is it?
She's not. Colorful.
Yes, colorful
and
one.
Big, huge.
Yes, very beautiful
very
one.
Very beautiful,
Then,
I finally find somebody to
save me. Yeah, Sadhu. Okay. That's why all this will happen when the time comes. Then 1986, I remember, she held my hand. Then she opened up my hand. Then she took out the vase. You know, Kuan Yin got that vase. Huh? The moment I saw that vase, my teacher tell me it's Kuan Yin. Wow, full of gratitude, full of respect, full of joy. Then she poured out three things in front of my hand. You know what is it? The triple gem. The Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Three gemstones, round color, white. Very beautiful. He said, you don't have much time left. You have to move fast. The message is just like that. You have to move fast. Not much time left. Oh. And that time, 1986. Then after that, I knew it was something very important, that message. Then I determined to like seriously go into all this. Then after that, immediately, my first teacher come, Xuan Hua. Then after that, my second teacher come. Within a matter of a few months, Xuan Hua Sang Ren. One Four Sen. Then after that, the Thai monk came. Then my second last guy came. Then my last teacher or guy also came. Then the book come. The teaching come. Everything come. Then up there also come. Then Maitreya also come. All the teaching just come. Mahayana teaching come. All the funny teaching also come. After I understood 1989 onward, even the Hindu teaching, everything they sent to me. But I read, I knew what they do. But this is not what the Buddha teach. So that's why I know all the energy field lead to psychic and all those things. Yeah. It's for me to understand so that I can share with the world, I can teach with the world. So all this is because of condition. Yanfen, affinity, condition. Later on is more funny because like a lot of them last time they listened to my sharing, they say radio is like fairy tale. That's because people can't even have any of this. You seem to encounter so many and you go through so many and all those things. I say you think this is fairy tale. When you are really in this field, I say, it's even more fantastic than fairy tale. Oh. The way the thing manifests, the way the thing arises, you can never believe, I tell you. I used to use this word, no. Even if I let you plan your life, you cannot plan until so perfect from nature's condition it comes. But from the nature's condition it comes, it causes things to arise, and it arises in such a way that even allow you to plan, you also can never plan until so beautiful, so wonderful. Like everything is perfect one. How come like that? Cannot be one. You never expect also it will arise one. And all this being, that's why I say if you are not in this field, you never encounter any. But if you are in this field, there are so many. Well, I used to tell them, the real awakened one, enlightened one, the great being, they are very, very rare. And so very rare means very difficult to encounter. I say, yes. But if you are in this line, they will come and see you, understand not? They will meet up with you. And you can feel that. You know who they are because of your past, your cultivation. Then you meet a lot of them, and they are everywhere. Sometimes you don't even know that they talk to you. Because you are not sensitive, understand not? You are not ready. Like your sister talked to you 4 years ago, you are not ready. You said, don't come and disturb me. Then like your sister said, she don't believe. But when she moves so much faster. As I now, it's her condition to bring you here. Then you can learn a lot too. I give you all this book. It will speed up your understanding. And because you do the chanting, the Mahayana, you will learn very fast, especially the book Pusa Tao, cultivating the Bodhisattva way. You don't know about the Bodhisattva way, Pusa Tao, Chen Fo Da Tao. the 10th perfection to be Samma Sambuddha. Then you also have a lot of other sutta, Diamond Sutta, Jing Kang Jing. You name kwa ma? Hai mei o? Jing Kang Jing. Jing Kang Jing is a very powerful sutta. The Sunday class your sister came on is 6 Patriarch Platform Sutta. Jing Kang Jing I just finished a few months back at my house. So when I was doing the Diamond Sutta in my house, I did the 6 Patriarch Platform Sutta at Wu Bing Qing Se. And that started in the year end of 2014, because at that time suddenly the consciousness shift. Then all the conditions arise and the Kayamita also, their nature move. Then there were many that wrote to me, spoke to me and asked about this way, the Bodhisattva way, how to cultivate to become the Buddha, Sammasambuddha. So last time they used to tell me, they are already very happy and very contented with sainthood way, and the Sanna can become enlightened being, already very happy, first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, or even the fourth stage they call Arahant, Arahant. They are already very content and very happy. Then all of a sudden, deep inside, most of them are connected to Kuan Yin. That's why they came. Then they request for this type of teaching. Then I say, good, if you really interested, you want, then I can teach, I can share. Then after that, over the last 2 years, 2015, 2016, we somehow did 4 of this session where we take the Bodhisattva vow, where I lead them. Then after that, somebody volunteered to transcribe the talk. Ponchi did 3. Another lady in Penang, Gladys, did 1. Then suddenly the thing sent to me, I read through, I edited it. Then I realized, how come like that? It can form into a book. And that book was so beautiful. It teaches you everything, how to develop it. And it's very easy. It teaches you how to develop affinity, all these great beings, Kuan Yin, Buddha, and Bodhisattva. And how to make vow, aspiration. And
the vow? When I read, I don't cry. Know why I cry.
Sadhu. Wow, sadhu. That's what I knew. Before you explain, you will cry. Well, these are the vows you've taken before. Otherwise, you cannot understand. You will cry. You vow to save the limitless living being. Then you vow to endure and severe all suffering of a section. Then you vow to penetrate and realize all Dhamma, means perfection of the teaching wisdom. Then you vow to perfect the 10 perfection to be Sammasambuddha. All these are the Bodhisattva vow, and they will take you along. When you do it sincerely, what happens is the moment you plant the seed of Bodhi, Bodhi Singh, the moment you plant the seed of Bodhi, that is the beginning of the Bodhisattva way. Because if you don't plant the seed of Bodhi, Bodhi Singh, this seed of Bodhi can never, never nurture and grow. That's why you must plant it. Plant it with great sincerity, faith, and understanding. Then when this is planted with faith, sincerity, and understanding, it becomes very stable. Then it will grow. It will nurture. Then it will blossom. And you will understand what this is. But after that, this vow, this Bodhi mind, will take off. And it will actually nurture itself, grow, and manifest. And it becomes very different, very, very different. And as it develops the understanding, the cultivation, it matures, it will reach a stage where you will understand all this completely. Then there is so much joy. Then your faith becomes unshakable. Your spiritual faculty becomes unshakable. then you can walk this way without fear, without worry, and you are very, very clear about all this, and then you become beautiful. So all this can happen when you understand. Then this light, this book teach you to develop the right view, the right understanding, and make this vow that in future, if you have to come or you choose to come, have to come means karma take you here. Understand not? Choose to come means you as a bodhisattva, you choose to take birth. Because you no longer have ignorance. When you walk this way as a true bodhisattva, you are an enlightened being. Where bodhi is enlightenment, sattva is a being. So an enlightened being walking the path of Dhamma to perfect itself to become Sammasambuddha. So when you are already an enlightened being, means arahant and beyond, technically you got no more ignorance. So at the moment of death, you got no avijja, no ignorance. 没有无明, 没有无明就没有rebirth. Understand? So without the ignorance, you can never die and go through rebirth, consciousness, to come back. Then how do you come back? You come back because of the vow. Yeah, you know. Read it in, for the recording. You actually,
I actually know. I choose to come here.
Yeah, you choose to come because it
but
is
actually it's very
from
hard.
Your vow.
It's very hard.
Initially, before the full understanding come back to you, you will feel that it's very hard.
No, what I mean difficult is the vow is to you know do all
yes,
the things
yes.
to help the people here.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so challenging.
Yes.
It's very challenging and I can feel that and I ask myself why I choose to come.
that's why I have to explain
very
it to
funny.
You. It will help you. Because you will feel it at this stage because you are doing it in the early stages. After the early stages, that's why I say when you reach certain point, it becomes different. It becomes wonderful. Then you love this job. Yeah, this job is so wonderful. It can allow you to keep on coming. Understand? And you come not because of yourself. You come because of living beings. Understand? Yeah, you know this is not you, not real. This is karmically conditioned out. So this form of mind can continuously come. And how you come without rebirth consciousness? Because of your vow. Your vow set the condition for you to come back. But you need a mind to come back. So what type of mind? It is out of love and compassion for the living being that you make this vow, understand or not? So that love and compassion, which is a pure mind, can take birth. You understand? It's not a deluded mind. There's like no karmic involved in the rebirth. It is the rebirth of a pure consciousness, love and compassion. But the moment that seed go into the physical body of a karmically conditioned body, your consciousness is trapped inside. It has to wait for the time for the nature to connect. Understand not? When you meditate, you silence your mind. When your mundane mind or conscious mind sees, then this true mind come out. Then you connect. And when you connect, you will inherit all your past understanding, your past cultivation. Just like what happened to this life. At the age of 17, it started to search. At the age of 9, it showed me what all this is all about. Then, when 1986, Kuan Yin came because I have great affinity with Kuan Yin. I know how to request for Kuan Yin's nature. To bless this nature of mine, protect and guide life after life. Well, I understand Kuan Yin's vow is very powerful, very unique. She is full of love, compassion and wisdom. And Kuan Yin is one of the very rare great beings, very compassionate. That's why that affinity for many, many lives, countless of lives, aeons and aeons, this nature has already made that connection. Otherwise, cannot. Then I realized, when this nature arrives, those who have affinity, Kuan Yin, will also come. A lot. Almost all. Yes, I finish the Guan Yin. Oh, exceeded time already. We have to end. So today one, a lot of story. But keep it to yourself. Don't simply go and get carried away and simply tell people. Because other people outside, like you say, they won't believe you. They say you're crazy. You all go wrong way already. Zao fo yang mo already. But people will not understand now because they are not ready. But now, now all the Kayanamita, they know already. This is no more fairy tale. This is a real thing. And the best is to hear from you too, from nowhere you come. I don't know you. At least those people, they thought all those earlier on Kayanamita who has been with me earlier, they thought my friend. No. I don't know them, but all of them are like you. They just come on. I don't know any of them except Sui An and Mi Fong. They are my uni mate. But they also come after 79 graduate, 89, 99, 2000. 34 years later only come. My uni mate now. And they know I meditate and all things. But the condition was not ready. Especially Mi Fong, very close to me. We were in Buddhist society, BGF, in MU during the early days. Then that time she also with me in the Buddhist society. We used to do have a lot of field trip too, and a lot of this type of spiritual Dharma trip and all those things. Then that time we used to interact. But then later on, after graduate, then after 1989, especially after I understood, I hinted to her the teaching, but she cannot understand. Then she later on, after she came back, the year 2006, then only she started to recall. Then one day she herself told it to me, said, "No wonder, I know that time you was trying to teach me all this. But I just not ready. I can't understand. You see, I don't know what you were telling me. It's not ready." And then I just let it be. But 34 years later, condition arrived. Then it started at his house. 2006. Yes, that time I went to SJBA to give a talk. Then after that talk, one of the Dharma friends, Ing B, he came and approached me. He said, "Brother, your talk is wonderful, fantastic." He said, "Within 2 hours, you can explain the whole teaching," he said, "so clearly, and you can link them all." I said, "Sadhu to you, you can understand." Then he asked me one question, "Do you teach meditation?" I said, "Yeah, I teach." "Can teach us?" I said, "Can." Then Mi Fong worried, because she do, this Ing B do the Burmese way one, and that's how rising, falling one. And Mi Fong know I do Anapanasati and other things. Then I don't believe in all those things that they do, because to me, I can see very clearly it's not the correct way to do the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Then later on, somehow, Ing B requested. Then I said, "Okay, if you really want, I can." Then Mi Fong want to pour cold water. He said, "Two of us only, I said, "It's okay." He said, "Even one, if it's sincere, also I teach." Then he said, "Oh, like that." Then they say, "Okay, on." Then Ing B say, "Use your house," told Mi Fong. Mi Fong said, "I must check with Sui An." Then he got a rope in Sui An. So that's how it started. So I said, 3 years is enough. I said, "Even one, if it's sincere, I will also go and teach." Then after that, Sui An, as usual, he packs out. Then the first day, I think we got 7. That's how it started. Then it grew until today. That's why all the others, I don't know them. They just come. Like the two of you. I don't know. They just come. We better end. Okay. I rejoice with a good condition. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Now we will do the sharing of merits, then transfer merit, then you make your aspiration. Let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have done today, the puja offering, the renewal precept, the rejoicing, the chanting, the listening to the Dhamma, straightening of the view, and the beautiful sharing and rejoicing. Yeah. Let us now transfer all this merit to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasatta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasana itta wata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo ibina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yaoa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Maitreya, and all the worthy ones.
Brothers and sisters, let us express our gratitude to Brother Teo for his profound sharing by saying sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And to Sister Stacy for her fascinating sharing. Sadhu, sadhu. And to Brother Jin Hao for fetching Mrs. Teo and Brother Teo to deliver the sharing. Sadhu, sadhu. And to all of us who had the time to listen to all the sharing, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And the puja offerings as well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And there are some refreshments.
Thank you, Brother Tim, for letting us the place for us to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, I saw down here.
Oh, down here.
Yeah.